Hi there, Patreon supporters. Today is the bonus episode that you so rightfully deserve. It's the Illuminati Music Special. I would tell you what I'm going to tell you, but you're here to listen to it anyways, right? We're going to talk about all the Illuminati symbolism in the music industry that I've been noticing the last couple months. So I hope you enjoy, and thank you again for being a supporter here on the Patreon Illuminati Watcher team. Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Isaac. You know what you're listening to. The Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture Podcast. Today we're going to focus on the Illuminati musicians. As you know, as you've heard many times, the Illuminati control the music industry. They control what you listen to. They control the messages being put out. They control what the artists do. They control it all. They control what people say about their investments, their artists. That's right. If you talk bad about Taylor Swift or Ariana Grande, you get real. You get banned from YouTube. In fact, Taylor Swift is so powerful. Her management team, which is has some silly name, Big Dog Entertainment or something, they had the power to reach out and shut me down. I couldn't even log into my YouTube channel one time. I put a video out about, I don't know, some asinine song of hers. And within, I don't know, a few hours, they had sent me a cease and desist email. And I couldn't even log in. They made me take some snowflake training on how to, I don't know, be sensitive to, I don't know, don't ask me. It's clearly they didn't listen to the actual video, but anyways, you already know this, right? You've been on my team for long enough, you already know the story. So anyways, today we're gonna do a little deep dive into the music industry. We're gonna talk a little bit about some pop stars, little bit of rock music, a little bit on Queen, the movie, Celine Dion, and then we're going to talk about rappers. You know I'm going to talk about the rappers. You know that's coming. I'm still holding out on growing up. Middle-aged white man still listening to rap music, so join along for that. Let's get into it. Ariana Grande. She was the one that shut me down. Do you remember? I talked bad about her and her God is a Mother or God is a Woman video. And, that was it. YouTube had enough. They had enough of this nonsense and, they banned me. So, and much to, I went on, whose show did I go on? I went on somebody's show talking about this and they thought that I was going to get my show back, or my channel back, sorry. They were, because I guess this happened. There's a round of YouTube bannings, and it was more of a scare tactic, and then a few months later they unlocked it and gave people all their subscribers and videos back. That has not happened. It's going on, I don't know, 6 months now? I don't think it's going to happen. So, Ariana Grande, she released a video for Thank You Next. It's a song about rotating through lovers. And she had Pete Davidson shook. He almost killed himself, I think, is what they were saying. I don't know. She seems like a vapid, useless person to talk to. Doesn't she? I mean, let's be honest. She had a video called Thank You Next, and she had symbols in it. I put it on an article I wrote many years ago called Is Ariana Grande in the Illuminati? She is definitely Illuminati confirmed. And this the images I put it on there, it's I've got like the all-seeing eye. We've got the butterfly with the MK Ultra because she is an MK Ultra victim, right? Maybe, I don't know. She's been mind controlled perhaps to do the bidding of the masters. The there's also a conspiracy that was floating around, and I couldn't find it. I read it that every time she releases a single, some other famous person dies. I don't think there was a whole lot of traction on there, but it was just fun, right? Sometimes conspiracies are just fun. But if you looked at her Instagram, she had a photo of what I would assume is her living room, but I don't know. There was a Christmas tree. This is back in December of 18. There was a Christmas tree, but it was hanging from her ceiling. It was upside down. That is inversion. That is satanic doctrine. It's an inverted tree. I don't know what it means. Would you take the time to put a tree upside down on your ceiling? I wouldn't. Big ups to Salvatore on Twitter. He actually sent me something that was quite curious that Ariana Grande wrote on her Twitter. She wrote, and I quote, "I found a piece of confetti on my foot, and my genuine initial reaction was, oh wow, someone must have installed this chip in me while I was asleep last night. Happy New Year." So there you go. Again, we're talking about a little bit about MK Ultra mind control. She's been showing us the symbolism of the butterfly, which the butterfly ties into Project Monarch. Project Monarch's supposed subsystem of MK Ultra. MK Ultra, an actual series of tests and projects conducted by the CIA in America in the 1950s to the 70s, at least as far as we know, to test mind control. If you don't know much about that, I would advise to read my book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. I go through the actual MK Ultra paperwork, the actual documents that, you know, they're public. It's not like I had special access to them, but I did read through all of them. And then I broke down how the system worked and all the various sub-programs. And, you know, there was some supernatural stuff going on there, too. A little ESP, if you will. Queen, have you seen the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody? I did you a little sketch on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt, back when I saw it in November, December 2018. A beautiful sketch. And it was the very beginning of the film as the... You know, the movie is rolling through the credits. The first thing you see is zoomed in on one eyeball, the all-seeing eye of Freddie Mercury. Now, this movie, just to, and I kind of teased and said I was going to talk about it, and I don't think I have, but now I'm going to do it. This movie, I think it was probably the best trailer of all time. What do you think? Was it not the most exciting trailer of all time? I didn't think the movie was that fun, though. I mean, it was worth watching. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It certainly wasn't as fun as the trailer alluded. It was kind of sad. I mean, you had this guy struggling with his sexuality, and it was kind of dark. And to me, it seems like, you know, this dude was a gay dude. Sudden fame and wealth, and they act like he was tortured. He was tortured to have sex with these other men while he was famous. And like, I don't think it was that way. I'm sure he was having a good time. Okay. But the movie had a very somber tone, and I don't really know how that happened. I mean, obviously because like they were trying to run up to he gets the AIDS, right? So I guess maybe they're trying to not promote promiscuous lifestyles. I don't know, but every other rock movie you watch, like, that's the whole shtick of when you become famous, is you're getting all the things you want. Okay. Now, of course, Queen, the song Bohemian Rhapsody has the lyrics, "Mamma mia, mamma mia, Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. A devil on his back, a true devil on his back, Beelzebub." So, was Freddie Mercury plagued by these demons? The film starts with the all-seeing eye. The poster for the movie had the all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye, of course, means the enlightenment, the knowledge of the occult, the Illuminati. And someone, and I couldn't find it, someone shared with me a zoomed-in screenshot from the film. He is, in fact, wearing a Freemasonic composite square ring. Which doesn't make any sense, because the guy wasn't even a Freemason. From what I read online. From my research. Why was he wearing a composite square ring? Very curious. Bryan Singer was also a director for a period of time for this film. Bryan Singer, of course you know. Years ago I talked about his involvement in... He filmed the X-Men movies, and from what I saw on a film called An Open Secret, he likes underage boys. That's an allegation. It's alleged. I'll put allegedly in front of it. But that's what I saw. I saw that he likes little boys, and he likes to put them in a hot tub. Because he runs in this circle, this ring of people in Hollywood that... They strike up the deal. They promise these kids fame and fortune, and for some reason, the parents let them hang out with these people. I don't know why they keep falling for it. We saw that with the Surviving R. Kelly documentary series. These parents are still letting the kids hang out with R. Kelly. It's like the same with Michael Jackson. I mean, I don't know if Michael Jackson was touching kids, but if I had a child, which I don't, if I did, I don't know that I'd be super comfortable with that. But these people get enamored by these celebrities and these entertainers so much that they lose grasp of reality. That shows you how much power this system has. This entertainment system that they want you to believe doesn't have that much influence. It's so influential that these parents are willing to let their kids get molested. Isn't that strange? Linkin Park, there's a guy named Mike Shinoda. He's one of the singers. The other guy, Chester, committed suicide a couple years ago. But Mike Shinoda, he was doing an interview with a radio station, Alt 92.3, and he explained his thoughts about claims that Linkin Park is the Illuminati. Here's what he said. Here's the back and forth. I heard so many things. Well, the Illuminati thing was the thing for one moment. There was one moment when somebody said that, and I was like, first I had to look it up. When I was like in junior high, maybe early high school, when we talked about the Illuminati, oh yeah, secret societies that run the planet. And we forgot about that. But somebody brought it up again. Somebody was like, Linkin Park is the Illuminati. And then I looked it up. Is Illuminati the same thing it was back then? And the answer is, yes, it is. I was like, dude, if I was Illuminati, I would be bawling right now. Why would I be a musician running around doing shows? Then the interviewer asked, what would you do if you were Illuminati? And Mike Shinoda responded, Facebook? I would, like, own Facebook or something way bigger than Linkin Park. I would be Jeff Bezos. I would own Virgin or something. Why would I be in Linkin Park? That would be a stupid thing. Of course, that's what he says. When you're in the Illuminati, that's the text script response. I don't know. It's just, I found it relevant. I pull any sort of Illuminati talk from the music industry, and I share it with you so you don't have to scour the net. But it's still a topic of conversation, even though Google and YouTube are trying their best to shut down any sort of consideration of these ideas. A long time ago, many months ago, I posted a survey on my Twitter, at Illuminati Eyes. You can go follow. What was the motivation for this quiz? I teased you many months ago saying I was going to talk about it. What happened was, I was listening to SiriusXM, the Turbo station. It's called Turbo. Call it Turbo because it's bro music. And they were playing a Limp Bizkit song. Limp Bizkit, as you know, lead singer is Fred Durst. And I thought, and it was a good song. I don't remember what it was. Nookie? I don't know. And I thought, man, I remember these guys were so cool. Why does everyone hate Fred Durst? He was like the coolest dude on the planet, going to the Playboy Mansion, all over MTV. He was on fire for a solid 5 years. And now he's not. People hate Fred Durst. Why do they hate him? I think something happens in the music industry and you stop toeing the line and then it all comes crumbling down. I posit that Fred Durst did this. They kept making music. It just didn't work. Or maybe it was kind of like one of these things where you peak at the end of a certain era and then that sound becomes dated. Because after him, he was kind of like the end of the sort of 90s aggressive metal sound before it gave way to the emo rock sort of sound. Celine Dion, great singer, killed her husband. No, I'm just kidding. She has a clothing line now of gender neutral clothing. Some would tell you this is demonic. Some would say it's the wokest thing one could do. I'm going to tell you what she said right on the website. And the clothing line is the absolute worst name. It's Celine Ununu. Okay, that's what it's called. Website says, Celine Ununu liberates children from the traditional roles of boy and girl and enables younger people to grow on values of equality with the freedom to strengthen their own power of personality based on mutual respect. The brand flows on the axis between the values of education and empowering dialogue. We believe that an educational experience is possible through children's clothes because fashion builds concepts deep within our minds and changes thought patterns. Very curious. It can create equality and grow the emotional intelligence that drives the practice of responsibility, freedom, flexibility of thought. Isn't that curious? Curious statement there. She says the fashion, you know, I'm not even focused on the whole neutral gender thing because I get that. Like, what is a man? What is a woman? I think all you can really surmise is there's a difference in chromosomes, right? There's like XY or an XX. Depending on what your chromosomes, I guess, would determine biologically what you are. But even that's not 100% accurate because there's people that are born without. I think you could say in general terms with these kinds of concepts. And I think a lot of the argument kind of gets lost because, you know, I mean, we're talking about a smaller percentage of the population, right? I mean, it gets confusing because you got to respect the small portion. You can't just say, look, every person with an XY chromosome is a man, is a male. Because that's not entirely true. You've got the people that are born with that, but they feel it in their minds that they're a different sex. And who are you to judge that, right? I mean, it gets wacky, though, right? It gets wacky with people saying, like that white lady saying, well, I identify as a black person. You know, I mean, I don't know. But anyways, that's for another show, right? What I want to talk to you about is she makes a statement. She says, fashion builds concepts deep within our minds and changes thought patterns. Well, doesn't that explain it? That explains why there's all these weird fashion shows with all this demonic symbolism in them. I talked about a fashion show, I don't know, maybe a year ago, had all this Freemason symbolism and the devil, because we all know that the Freemasons are demonic, right? Can we agree on that yet? No, I don't know. The Freemasons, depending on who you read, these high-ranking 33rd degree Freemasons wrote books saying Lucifer is the king, but then the other ones say, that person didn't know what they were talking about. I don't know. It sounds like they knew something. They went to the top. They made it all the way to the top of the pyramid there. Maybe I'm misunderstanding it. You know, I've had Freemasons on the show before, and I liked them. I got along with them just fine. And maybe that is it. Maybe it's like a covert system they're trying to design to get us interested in them. But I do find it curious that the fashion shows have such Illuminati symbolism in them now. And here you go. Celine Dion tells you it builds concepts deep within our minds and changes thought patterns. It's the magnetic chain. It's the magnetic chain that Eliphas Levy talked about. charging the symbols and the sigils. That's why on the Selena new clothing, there are symbols of skulls. There's a shirt that says New Order. There are inverted stars, the pentagram. All on these gender-neutral children's clothes. Who would have thought Celine Dion? Bebe Rexha? Is that how you say her name? I don't know. I don't follow this stuff. She was on one good song in 2018, though. I don't remember what it was. It was a pop song. I caught it in passing, you know, here and there. You hear some pop music in your travels. It was pretty good. But she has a video, and in it, she's got the all-seeing eye. I don't follow her, but I did catch it on Newsweek.com. There was an article about this, and I'm going to read it to you, the paragraph, right now. Bebe Rexha is fed up after being bombarded with comments from fans about her apparent affiliation with the Illuminati. She's decided to set the record straight. In addressing the matter, she bluntly stated she isn't a member of the secret society. Quote, I'm sorry, whoever believes in the Illuminati is dumb, the 29-year-old tweeted on Tuesday. Stop asking me if I'm in it. If it was really real, wouldn't I tell you anyway? I believe in God, but you're still going to speculate. She put God in lowercase g too, by the way. Supposed to capitalize God. Rexha continued to tweet, adding, if the Illuminati is really real and I get asked to be in it one day, I'm going to curse all the people who asked me if I was in it, since they are so obsessed with it, so dumb. That's the end of her statement. Change of voice. The Let It Be songstress offered up some advice to fans concerned about the Illuminati's existence. As an alternative, she recommended that fans instead believe in yourself and believe in God. Quote, okay, I'm going back to the beach. Thank you, Illuminati, for paying for it. That's my Bebe Rexha voice. But yeah, there you go. I mean, another entertainer addressing this idea of the Illuminati. If you don't believe that this is a discussion had, believe it now. Let's move on to the rappers. That's what I want to talk to you about. That's where the real shit goes down. The rappers, we're going to talk about Lil Uzi Vert, The Weeknd, Travis Scott, Anal AA, Cardi B, Ice Cube, Tekashi, Ski Mask, The Slum God. Oh, man, it's all right here. Let's do it. Lil Uzi Vert said he's going to quit music. Can you believe that? That's hot off the presses, folks. He just said he's going to quit the music. He's going to find a way to get out of his deal. Well, good luck, little buddy. They own you now. You love Satan so much. Enjoy the fruits of that. He's a Luciferian outright. I mean, that's his name, right? I talked about him. I got his whole video and a whole thing on Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi Vert, Lucifer. It's a play on words. He loves Marilyn Manson. He's really into the satanic stuff. So I think it's very humorous that he now wants to get out of music, because I think he's seen the dark side. And I like Lil Uzi Vert, you know? He's from Philly. That's cool. He was doing something a little different. But that's what he says. Let's see what happens. Let's see if he lives through this. Or if Drake's going to take him to Bohemian Grove and give him to Moloch. The Weeknd, that's the name of the artist, The Weeknd. He has a new project in the works. He posted on his Instagram, Memento Mori, with a picture of a skull with a pick in it. Memento Mori, of course, a phrase used by Freemasons. It's something they do. They go into a reflection chamber with a skull and a candle, and they reflect on life and death. Not demonic in nature, right? But and you even see it on Wicker Man, the 1970s film Wicker Man. The sergeant, the detective or whatever, he goes to that island And there's a headstone with the memento mori with the skull and crossbones. The Weeknd also had a ton of images with this sort of shadow version of himself. The shadow. He's approaching the shadow. Corone's own Carl Jung. It's all related right here. Travis Scott, he's supposed to perform at the Super Bowl with Maroon 5. I'm going to do an analysis of Travis Scott for you on this podcast. I did a full analysis years ago on him. Back when he was a new artist, I talked about all of his Illuminati symbolism. Then he married into the Kardashian clan. Of course he did. I don't know if they're married. He's dating one of the Jenner chicks, or was, or is, I don't know. But then he's got the song Sicko Mode with Drake, and it's got the Black Sun in it. And it's inversion stuff, you know. The Black Sun, it's the Saturn, the Black Sun, the moon, the sun behind the sun, they call it, in the occult realms. And then, you know, of course he's playing with Maroon 5. Their symbol is the Vesca Pisces. And this band is just a play on archetypes. They're there to capture the female audience. That's why Adam Levine's in there, looking all pretty and tattooed up. He's kind of a bad boy, but he's still good, right? You can still take him home to mom. There's a Spanish rapper named Anuel AA. It's probably Anuel AA, but why not? Anuel AA. He's got lyrics about the Illuminati. What is the deal? He talks about it on Bebe. It's a song with Tekashi 6ix9ine. It's probably my favorite video of all time. Don't judge me for that. Fellas, check it out. And some of you ladies out there, maybe you want to check it out. I don't know. Let's not assume the sexualities or the genders. But there's a part, he does it with Anuel AA, and they say, Mi Diablita, I'm probably butchering that, sorry, means my little devil. Talking about if your boyfriend loves you, but you're unfaithful to him because you're a devil. You're my little devil, and I'm your demon. And he hits it privately, or he's going to break all the secrets of the Illuminati. And when the sun hides, she wants to drink. She's the daughter of Lucifer. So I found that very curious, right? But then, also, let me find this song here. There's a song, Meek Mill, featuring Fabulous and Anuel AA. The lyrics also talk about the Illuminati during his portion, much less. Let me tell you what they say. I'll tell you all about it. I'll tell you the secrets of the Illuminati. You just got to hang on for a minute while I find it. Okay, let's see here. And look, I took 2 years of public school Spanish a million years ago, so forgive this severe butchering of it, because it's in Spanish. Oh boy, this is tough. Vo a more... Oh, this is going to be worse than I thought. Sorry. Vo a more me millonario los Illuminati. I'm guessing that has something to do with being a millionaire for the Illuminati. So who is this guy? Well, he's a very famous rapper down in the Latino genre. So he seems connected. He seems to talk about the Illuminati often. So look for him. In fact, I think he was on a recent award show with the Brown Bunny or Bugs Bunny or whatever his name is. Another famous Latino rapper, Cardi B. You know, we're gonna talk about her. She's got a video for a song called Money. The lyrics are very dumb, but to me, this embodies what rap music has turned into. They are selling an image. They're not selling lyrical abilities. There's no actual talent here, right? If you follow Blueface, he's some new rapper. The worst rapper. Oh, my goodness. But he's got a good image. Like, he's a good-looking guy, covered in tattoos, gangbanger, does the good crip walking or whatever. But they're just selling an image, and that's what it's all about today. The social media is a race to the bottom. It's idiocracy on a global scale. Now, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he was honest about this when he was on an interview with Angie Martinez. Did you hear my Tekashi 6ix9ine special yet? You got to go listen to that. I think I captured that clip. But he was saying that he's not a rapper that's going to sit here in freestyle bars. And, you know, I think Cardi B's the same. I think she's a stripper that found a way out. And, like, I'm not hating on that. Like, good for her. I'm certainly not doing it, right? If it's so easy. But I think you got to have an image. I think there is a formula being formulated behind the puppet masters, and they know what they're doing. They know how to do this. Also find it ironic that Newsweek wrote an article asking if Cardi B is in the Illuminati. What is happening? Yet if I ask the question, I'm banned from YouTube. What is going on in this world? Well, I can tell you, without a doubt, it's a power play on the narrative. That's what that net neutrality was all about. They want to control who can explore these topics because they want to tell you what to think. They don't want the truth. They don't want you to look at the dark underbelly. They want you to hear the surface fluff jokes and then move on with your day. It boils down to what information you, the viewer, will receive as the topic. Newsweek isn't going to give you anything. They say, you know, oh, conspiracy theorists are saying. And, you know, I know they didn't like how I took you down that progression of Illuminati doctrine because it's too true. That's the only thing I'm left with. Last area here. Lyrics about the Illuminati. Ice Cube got a new album. Chase Down the Bully. This is a song. The lyrics say, they think I'm Al Capone with a natural comb. You just a clone of the original chromosome. Me, I'm just a student of the terror dome. You just recruiting for the skull and bones. Me, I do karate on Illuminati. You can view the body. I'm at a pool party. These lyrics sound pretty awful. They're not to music, right? But, you know, Ice Cube's been around the game for a long time. He knows some stuff about how the system works, for sure. That's why he went into his manager's office and busted it up with a baseball bat. You saw that in Straight Outta Compton. Okay, Ski Mask the Slump God, that is a rapper, that is his name. Little Yachty, also a rapper, also his name. Have a apropos named song called Diablo? Or no, I'm sorry, it's called Illuminati. Anyways, says, I got some money, no Illuminati. Because they're distancing themselves from the group. Now in that song, the best lyrics you can pull out. It says, pull out that Mac on a bitch, huh? I might just Mac on your bitch, huh? 223 staff for the bitch, huh? Yeah, I told him. AR extendos, AK, yeah, I told him. Isn't this stuff crazy? Why do I listen to this stuff? Sometimes you got to numb out. You know, you can't just listen to audiobooks all day. Sometimes you got to get real ignorant. And that's fine. You can do that, right? But yeah, that's the catch up on the music industry. That's what's been going on. Wanted to share that with you. I hope you enjoyed it. We are caught up. And we're going to keep an eye on the music industry, no pun intended. See what they give us in 2019. But I wanted to catch up with you and know that I'm watching. I'm watching all the things that happen. If you see anything, be sure to hit me up. You can leave a comment on IlluminatiWatcher.com. You can slide into DMs, Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Slide into Twitters, at Illuminati Eyes. And it'll be a good time. So, as always, stay woke.